Now a new twist on an old cliché, you can't get there from here. Well, now you can, thanks to commentator Andre Kordescu.
The Free Books app on my iPhone makes available, thanks to the Gutenberg Project, books published before 1923, out of copyright now. Browsing through forgotten titles of the past, I came upon a gem, Castles and Cave Dwellings of Europe by Sabine Baring Gold, published in 1911. This writer went to places no traveler dare go these days, either because they no longer exist, destroyed by war or nature, or no longer tended because unreachable by modern roads. The writing is sublime, full of a passion still heir to the ages of exploration, a passion that delights in the details of history, archaeology, even geology, in addition to those incidents unique to the moment. The writer explores prehistoric cave dwellings, modern troglodytes or cave dwellers, souterrains or underground cities, cliff refuges, cliff castles, subterranean churches, rock hermitages, cave oracles, thieves' dens and book sepulchres. Enters chalk and limestone dwellings and ferrets out lost civilizations and current habitations with a central palette richer than most of today's lavishly photographed travelogues. A quick search reveals that Reverend Sabine Baring Gold, born 1834, died 1924, was a hagiographer, antiquarian, novelist, and prolific travel writer, whose accomplishments include the 16-volume Lives of the Saints and the Book of Werewolves. Oh, and he wrote the hymn, Onward Christian Soldiers. The cave habitats of Europe, opened to his erudition and lust, are mostly lost now, many devastations later, but they made me hungry and gave me an idea. Why not retro-travel? Instead of going to places sold now to tourists, why not use the old travel books as guides and go, one way or another, to the places where European explorers, from Sir Richard Burton to Reverend Sabine Baring Gold, went. And not only them. One could spend a fruitful year in search of places once featured in old city guides, like the famous New Orleans City Guide, written during the Great Depression by writers of the WPA. You can retro-travel to Spain with William Dean Howells, to Morocco with William Bingley, or to Syria with John Lewis Burkhart. And come to think of it, I'm founding the Retro Tourism Agency. You go. I get 10%.
Andre Kordescu edits Exquisite Corpse, a literary journal, online at corpse.org.